WA Mobile. Supposed to be out there running around, son. You're supposed to be staying at home and not spreading any virus. Don't you know that? W2T.
Wow. No, I got a service call. Got to go out on a service call down in Duncan real quick.
He don't know no better, KB4CPA.
I think you're right about that, Dave. Hello, good morning. I'll go ahead and let you put your 2 cents worth in on Steve.
Oh, I burned the finals up in this 2 meter rig. I talked down the machine.
I just don't know what to say about that.
Maybe it's best if you don't say anything at all, you'll be safer.
Silence is golden, golden. But my friends still run their mouths.
Target on your back.
I do feel that way.
Careful what you say, because then you leave yourself open for something else to come after you. So, anyway, so you're out running around doing service calls. I guess since you got it must be a doctor's office or something that you got to go get something going again.
Roger, roger. Just going to run down to Duncan, do a little ID10T repair, and come on back to the house and continue my heavy-duty relaxitating.
David, I just want to know, are you out there mobiling around too?
Negative. I'm I'm working on a CD recorder that's not working, and get a load with that. And so I'm also trying to get a program started for the Highway Patrol, adopt a cop program. They do it with the county, and I want to get it started for the Highway Patrol. I've already talked to their public affairs person down there in Columbia, and she thought it was a great idea, so we're going to get some people together and have a meeting. I can't get any information out of Greenville County, though. The lady I was supposed to talk to sent me, her voicemail gave me the wrong email address.
Think that maybe somebody figured out who it was calling and gave him it deliberately, you think?
I know nothing. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. I wouldn't want to hurt the boys' feelings.
Closer than that anyway.
There's so much negativity towards law enforcement, and they need to be encouraged, and this is a program where they never know who the person is or family or whatever is sponsoring them, but they can, you know, send them gifts and cards and whatever they want to do throughout the year, and just to, you know, give them some encouragement.
I've heard of it and used to help out a lot with it. I can't as much anymore as I used to, but it's a good program. Anyway, well, I'm going to go find me some lunch. So, David, I'll leave you to harass Steve there. And Steve, be careful out there on the road, and just be careful when you go in these places. Talk to you both later. KN4VWA with KB4CBA, W2T, clear for now.
Hey, Rusty, will you get some D there and enjoy the afternoon? Good to talk to you. That'd be U2T, KB4, CBA. Go ahead, Steve.
Right there before you go, Rusty, can you say 3M N95 and 9mm nitrile? about as much as I can do. Plus, I got all kind of hand sanitizer for when I come out. Oh, dang. So, you been working
the
HF any, bud?
I listened a little last night. It wasn't quite as much activity. I tell you, 17 meters is my new band. I just It seems to be open right now, and especially in, you know, around 6 o'clock and in the evening. So I've been messing around on it and hearing some guys here from here and there. So gosh, I can't remember the last contact I made on it. I'd have to look at my logs.
I was on was when you let me know about the 10 meter and 12 meter. Man, I tell you what, I don't know where it came from, but I got a little case of food poisoning. Man, I spent the last 2.5 days right beside my buddy John.
And it comes in handy for situations like that. Last time I saw him, he looked kind of flushed.
Well, good for him, I'll tell you what. No, I tell you what, it was a bad case, man, I tell you. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to go ahead and call my doctor and try to go over and see him this evening. I'm still feeling a little bleh.
Wouldn't hurt you to get some of the, what's the stuff called? They give it to babies when they're sick. Pedialyte, and get your electrolytes, run all that back in, back in order, make it help you feel better.
Yeah, well, I started drinking Gator to put back the salts and the minerals.
Gatorade would definitely help. The main thing is you just don't want to get dehydrated. People don't realize that, you know, if you get dehydrated, you can actually have a stroke. And definitely something you don't want to have, especially at our age.
Right. And I'll tell you, I did get dehydrated. I don't know if I got dehydrated real bad, but I know I've lost 4.5 pounds.
It's not a fun way to lose weight. Well, if you can see the blood vessels in your hand or part of your body that you can see, or if you can pinch your skin and it springs back and doesn't stay scrunched up, then you're okay.
I guess I'm all right then. And I tell you what, I should get a little bit of time over the next couple of weeks. I'm in the little red car, and I don't have it programmed for those other frequencies we talked about. It's at Kenwood, and it doesn't seem to want to, the programming software doesn't seem to have a place to put in the PL tones. So, anyhow, I get back home this afternoon, I may just go ahead and try to do that.
A manual for it.
Yeah, but that's one thing, and I'd just soon take a beating over. I'd rather be in a bar fight than program one. Well, I don't know about the Kenwood, but an ICOM, the most miserable thing in the world I've ever seen to try to program. Almost as bad as a Baofeng.
Hey, that Baofeng, I think I put maybe 2 or 3 frequencies in it manually, and I said, I'm getting the cable and download the software because it sure is a lot easier. And then so, in fact, I did that the other day, and I put the simplex frequency for 2 meters in there. Mine wasn't working right, and I was trying to talk to Phil I was up in a tree and he was on the ground and he couldn't hear me, and we were, you know, 20, 30 feet away, and so something wrong with mine. It was probably just programmed wrong or something. That's before I used the cable.
Do something. Wow. Unleaded at the QT station in Lyman, $1.32.
KB4CBA, this is the lowest I've seen it. It's $1.33 at the top of the hill here on Wade Hampton. The tail is right there across Wally Mart. And I think I stopped at QT and it was $1.34, so I paid a penny more. But it didn't break my heart too bad, because I can't remember the last time I paid $1.34 for a gallon of gas.
KN4VWA. Well, you haven't been going to Sam's or to Costco, bud. They're a dollar and a quarter.
I could go to Costco. The only problem is they only give you two cards per account, and my wife wants it, and it's in her name, and so I can't use it. And then she gave the other one and put it in my youngest daughter's name so she could use it and go. So I don't have a card.
So them just ganged up on you, bud.
You know, she needs it worse than I do. My wife probably had an ulterior motive. She knows I'd probably go in there and buy half the place, you know. And I tell you, Sam, they used to have some nice tools. I used to love to walk down their tool aisle. Costco doesn't have much to look at anymore, but and maybe Sam's doesn't either. I hadn't been in Sam's in years, but they had this big old 60-gallon Ingersoll Rand compressors for like $3.98. Golly day, I mean, that was a good price.
Do that kind of thing anymore. I tell you, it's a changing world out there. I think the Chinese have figured out that they can raise their prices up on us. They don't have to be cheap anymore.
Find a man. What is this? Going down. Nobody's going anywhere that doesn't have to, and so they can't get rid of it. they want to get it out of their tanks where it turns to jello.
What you mean? Well, I'll be back in just 1 second. I got a call coming in here.
4CBA.
KN4VWA.
Still
there?
That was, what's your call? KN4, VWA, KB4CBA. Yeah, I'm sitting here reading email from my children.
Just trying to keep you straight, bud.
Well, that, I tell you, I was going to cut grass. I think I'm going to wait till tomorrow because it's going to be in the 60s tomorrow. It'll be nice and cool. It'll be a good day for cutting grass.
Yeah, you push it, don't you?
Yeah, it's self-propelled. It's a little, there's something wrong. I can't figure it out. I think the belt. Well, no, I don't think the belt's too big. I think the cable is stretched and it's not pulling the mechanism to engage it all the way.
Being as skilled as you are, you ought to jump out there and just pick that right up, bud.
So I have thought of a few ways I could do that, and I've got a little Dremel tool, and I could cut a hole in one of those we call them butt connectors, and just take the plastic off and use the metal part. Probably have to cut it in half and cut a slot in it, slide it over the cable, and then crimp it together, and that'll shorten the cable.
Yep. Well, it ain't nothing but another thing. Get out there and get at it. Be a productive, useful citizen.
I want to get my mufflers. Yeah, I talked to you about getting my mufflers taken off and just having straight pipe run out. And the mufflers are right there at the back of the car. There's a where the exhaust goes. It loops over the rear axle. And it disconnects there on both sides. It just has a nice, very, very well made clamp, and it just has one giant clamp, and it, man, that exhaust is huge. I don't know how big it is. I've never seen one that big around at that point, that far back. But anyway, I must not have gotten the right side, the left side done just right, because it's squeaking. So I'm going to have to get back under there and readjust that thing.
W4NGU.
There's the man with all the answers. How you doing, Phil?
Doing good. How you doing, Steve?
Well, I'm doing better than I was. I think what I had was a bout of food poisoning, and I've lost about 4 pounds over the last 2.5 days, bud. And I'm going to tell you what, I haven't felt worth anything. I don't know if you've heard any of that before, but I've been hanging out real close to my friend John.
What about John?
I've been hanging out real close to my friend John.
Oh, I got you. Well, I'm satisfied you had some food poisoning.
As a matter of fact, I got a call into my doctor. They're supposed to call me. That's what I thought that call was there, Dave. I thought they were calling me. So, well, anyhow, I'm going to go down here and fix an ID-10T. I'm going to get back to the house.
Y'all want to try that other frequency?
Okay, I can't right now. I'm in the little red car, and I can't get the thing to take the PL tone.
Hello, say hello to y'all. Y'all carry on. W4NGU listening.
I'll be back in touch by telephone this afternoon, and I'll get our heads together on that drawing, okay? W4NGU, 73s, K4VWA. Carry on, David.
So, good to hear you in there, and enjoy this beautiful day. We'll talk to you later, KB4CBA. Headed back to the home, I guess, what do they call it, the QTH?
No, I'm just pulling into where I need to be right now, David, so I need to bug out of here for just a little bit. I will talk to you soon. I'll probably be in here about 15 or 20 minutes. I'll call you on my way back out, okay?
My battery just went dead on my HT, so what I listen on. I'm gonna have to get it. I've got another one charged up, so I'm gonna have to go replace it. But I'll see you in a bit. Or talk to you in a bit. 10-4-VWA, KV-4-CBA, clear.
10-4-VWA, clear.